I am so glad you could meet with me on such short notice. I know, it's a little bit last second, but when I saw your application in our pile and read it over, I just knew I had to meet you. Honestly, it's not every day that we get someone with your credentials wanting to work for us. As the head of the hiring for this position, I thought it would be better to do the interview in a more relaxed situation like this. I tend to get a little anxious in office settings, and I find that when I'm hiring someone, I like to know more about them. You know, when you are filling out an application, you're putting on a face, and if we're meeting like this, there's no barrier between us. A piece of paper can only tell me so much about the person I'm hiring, and I don't know. It would be a shame if I hired you because, well, you have great credentials, and then I found out that your personality doesn't actually mesh well with the rest of my team. I would ultimately have to let you go, and that's not something I want to do. When I hire someone, I want to make sure it's the perfect fit. Does that make sense? Great. Then I'm sure you wouldn't mind me asking a few questions. Awesome. So, first things first, how old are you? Really? I'm 25. I've been at this company since I got out of college. College wasn't a necessity for this career, but if I didn't graduate, my mother would have killed me. Next question. How would you describe your last job? Mm-hmm. That's a polite response, but not exactly what I want to hear. You don't have to center yourself with me. Technically, this is all off record. I want to get to know the man behind the paper. So, do you want to try again and tell me how your job is actually going and not some phony bullshit answer? That's better. I don't want you to sugarcoat anything. I want you to be yourself with me. I want to make sure that the two of us, we get along well before I hire you. I can always teach you what you need to know about this job during the first week or two. It's not like it's hard to train someone. What I can't teach you is how to have a personality that meshes with mine and, well, in all honesty, the two of us will be working very closely. Yes, really. The position you're interviewing for is directly under me. I would be your superior, in every sense of the word. You would report to me for everything, get your daily tasks from me, all those kinds of things. I won't overwork you, obviously. We aren't paid enough for that. But I do expect a certain amount of discipline and loyalty from my subordinates. It is a very small team. There's only three other people, which would make you the fourth and final member. See, it's a little hard to explain, but basically, our team is focused on making our customers feel special. Like they're the only person in the world. They're our only clients. There are, of course, bigger teams at the firm, but my team deals with folks who want more of a personal touch. That's why I need to meet you in a place like this. See how you do in a public setting with people around. You might have the credentials, but do you have the personality for what I require? You're doing very well so far. You haven't left me with a bad taste in my mouth after saying anything, so far so good. Do you drink? Smoke? That's good to know. Some of our clients like to have those kinds of things in meetings with us, you know, to relax the mood. Is that something you would be comfortable with? Alrighty. I will keep that in mind when I assign you to different clients. See, I don't appreciate when my clients try to talk down or take advantage of my subordinates just because I'm not in the room. You might be a guy. Sure. But that doesn't mean there aren't some skeevy people out there. Some do it because they want to see if they can. Some like to see how far they can push you. And others? Well, they do it to test me to see if my reputation is as strict as others say. Tell me, have you heard of it? It's wise to stay on my good side, sir. I don't bend, nor do I break. You will not be able to manipulate me. Once I set my sights on something, I go for it, and nothing will be able to distract me from my goal. But I also treat those beneath me very well. I take care of what is mine. Look me in the eyes. If I hired you, you wouldn't have to worry about dealing with the big boss or anything. All you would have to do is what I say. Keep me happy. I run a tight ship, but that is because it is what is best for everyone. Give people an inch, they try to take a mile. I have a zero tolerance policy for that. It is an honor to work under me. I have worked very hard in my short time here to earn a reputation, and I am not going to make a fool of myself by hiring someone who isn't going to follow my instructions to a T. Do I make myself clear? Good. I'm glad to hear that. I think the two of us are going to get along quite nicely. You seem like a good fit for the team. You have enough of a backbone to meet me in a place like this and answer my questions without too much lying. But you also know when to back off. That is exactly what I'm looking for, and it's very promising. There is one more thing that you should know about me and my team. I don't know how to phrase this too well, I guess. Since we all work together and are a small part of the firm, we're all close. Very close. Like I said, I take care of what is mine. Someone from outside the firm might try to poach a talented boy like yourself. I wouldn't want that to happen. So, if I hire you, you are mine in every sense of the word. If you agree to work for me, you only have to do what you're told. In exchange, you'll be paid generously and work directly under me. Do you get what I'm saying, sir? Then you only have one more test. Be a good boy and follow me. Don't worry, no one is paying attention to us. They probably just think we're leaving, which I guess isn't wrong. We're leaving the table. After you. I need to see if you're able to perform well under stress. You have all the power right now. Tell me you want this, and I'll hire you on the spot and get you off. If you say no, we'll walk out of this closet and act like nothing ever happened. You hold all the cards. It's up to you. What do you want?